And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and going to shift gears. We'll go from history to zoo activities. And Melissa Kirkwood is in studio with us. She's the marketing and development officer out at Sunset Zoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. How's your weekend?
It was good. Yesterday was a beautiful day, so we had lots of visitors out at the zoo, and I think people are just kind of having that cabin fever. So whenever we have a great weather day, it's a good day at the zoo.
Yeah, and that's a good reminder. The zoo's open year-round.
We are open 360 days a year. So a lot of people think, you know, in the wintertime we are closed sometimes, and sometimes, unfortunately, we are. This last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of open-close notifications due to the ice and snow, but we are open as much as we can be. And when we are closed, sometimes it's not due to our animal habitats. It's really due to our walkways being clear for all our guests. So, but winter is a good time to see animals sometimes. I mean, a lot of our animals really enjoy that colder season. But sometimes we as humans don't enjoy that.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, it's a good way to kind of get outside and during this season. And we enjoy visitors that come to us.
You know, my wife and I, we're looking for something to do Saturday. We almost went to the zoo. We thought about it, but it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, it's almost closing time.
Yeah, we are open in the winter from noon to 5 p.m. And that's really just so that during that season, we have a chance for the sun to come out and kind of warm things up. And our animals are also in that schedule too, where they look forward to that warmth of the sun and, you know, just like we do. So, but noon to 5, and we welcome anybody to come out. And February is a great time to come out. Starting February 1st throughout the month, we have a promotion going on, Bring a Date to the Zoo. And it doesn't have to be a date. It can be a friend, but it can be any it's a buy one, get one entry fee. So it's a great opportunity if you haven't been out to the zoo or you're looking like almost ready to come out to the zoo, come on out in February.
Okay, sounds good. We have a number of different volunteer opportunities, looks like, coming up here. The first one I see on the list is called the Zoo Crew Program, and ZOO is an acronym.
Yes, ZOO is an acronym for Occupational Exploration Program that we have, and ZOO Crew has been going on in our community for a couple of decades, and it's a career exploration program for middle school and high schoolers to enhance their interests of animals. It's an after-school program, and thanks to the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, that program is free to participants. It is limited. We limit our participation to 30 ZOO crew members per semester, and each semester we do recruit for that. And we have an actual deadline coming up. If you are interested in animals and learning more, you can apply to be a part of this program, and then we train you, and it actually begins begins in the spring semester, and you have a chance to get up close with our education animals and also throughout the zoo as well. So we have had this program for, I believe, a little over 20 years at the zoo, and it has led to, you know, participants really wanting to pursue animal careers.
That's great. A lot of them maybe go on to internships or part-time jobs at the zoo, too?
Yeah, and, you know, when you're looking, you know, we as adults kind of know this, but when you're looking at what interests you, you want to look at volunteer opportunities of your interest too. So having these kinds of volunteer opportunities when you're looking at maybe applying for higher education or just applying for a job, these volunteer opportunities go a long way. And they have come back to the zoo as well, you know, like for part-time employees or different types of career pursuits. A lot of times people don't understand, we have a great partnership with K-State Vet Med. We have a vet hospital at Sunset Zoo. And so some of these volunteers are also going to see that back behind the scenes kind of opportunity as well.
Well, it's a great opportunity for middle and high school students. And the deadline is, looks like, this Friday.
Yes, it is this Friday. Our programs and education animal manager, Nicole Wade, she does an amazing job at the zoo. She is actually out doing a program right now. But she manages all of our volunteer programs. And I talked with her a little bit about all of our volunteer programs. And I said, where are we with Zoo Crew? And she said, we're getting pretty full. I believe we're over 20 spots are filled right now, but there's still opportunity for applications. And those are due this Friday. And then following that deadline, there will be an orientation for those kids who are interested. And you may or may not know that we have what we call our Zoomobile, but it's our zoo van. And our education staff actually does pick up students who are interested and are enrolled in this program after school so that transportation is not an issue for them. And that's all due in part to the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation participation in the program. And we are very thankful that this is a free opportunity for career exploration for our kids in middle and high school throughout the school year.
Well, that's neat. I did not know that. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, another program here, and a deadline is coming very soon on this, is the Junior Zookeepers Program.
Yeah, Junior Zookeepers Program. We have a lot of acronyms at the zoo, but we call it our JZK program. And it is primarily, it's a summer program, but it is for ages 10 to 13 to really get in and behind the scenes of the zoo to learn to take care of our education animals. They also get to shadow zookeepers. And it is primarily you get a chance to be a junior zookeeper two times a week in the summer. And it primarily happens in the morning hours, but we can work with schedules as well. But that orientation happens coming up too. It happens this coming Saturday, February 1st at the zoo. And this program is so popular that it's somewhat of a lottery system. So you have to come to our orientation session if you're interested. And then at that time, after the orientation, we provide you the registration materials. So we want you to be able to have a serious interest in animals and commit to our procedures, because we are allowing you in and behind the scenes of the zoo with this program. And a lot of people are like, oh, what does that mean? Does that mean I get to scoop poop all summer? And well, you know, there is some of that, but it's really about being able to have that relationship with animals in a up-close way. And our education animals really help with that community aspect of it, too. Our education animals, when people sometimes ask, what are your education animals? Education animals are not animals we necessarily have on exhibit. They are animals that we have and we take out into programs in the community. They are animals that we have for all of our special events. You may be able to request an education animal for a special event of your own, like a birthday party. So types or examples of our education animals include tortoises, rabbits, ferrets. We have a Komodo dragon. I mean, we have a myriad of education animals, snakes. So no matter what your interest is for animals, or sometimes, let's be real, sometimes your phobias, you know, you have a chance to kind of see all of those animals in an up-close environment, learn how they how to care for them, and then learn how to handle them so others can be exposed to them as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. And it's $100 for new participants, but I see there are scholarship opportunities.
Yes. So we are super thankful that this is the JZK program has been going on for a long time, and it's very popular, as you might kind of understand, because of the lottery system kind of that we have. But it's $100 to participate, but our Zoo Conservation Trust is very committed to our youth and being able to learn about animals in this way. And so they are offering, we're going to have scholarship opportunities for those in need. I believe it will be a competitive process, and Nicole Wade has all those details for that scholarship. So if you are interested, I would encourage you to call the zoo, 785-587-2737, or you can email us as well, zoovolunteer@cityofmhk.com, and inquire more about the scholarship opportunity. But that also is limited, so we are asking that people who are interested in the JZK program come to the orientation. And if you're interested in participating, and monetary, you know, restrictions are kind of a question for you, please come to the orientation, and we will work with you on the scholarship application.
Okay. Talking with Melissa Kirkwood here from the Sunset Zoo. We've talked about the Zoo Crew program, Junior Zookeepers program. What about Zoo Teens?
Zoo Teens. Zoo Teen program happens for us year-round. Mm. So you can be a Zoo Teen, and for us, that's age 14 to 19. So you can be middle school or high school, but primarily we have high school Zoo Teens. And they get a chance to have that opportunity year-round, summer and school year, and they get a chance to really pick out certain things that they really want to focus on. Maybe it's conservation, maybe it's specific animals at the zoo, and get a chance to kind of follow that in a longer time frame. We also do have an orientation for that program annually, and it is actually an overnight at the zoo because we have so much that we go over. And also they get a chance, our Zoo Teen program, get a chance to visit other zoos in and around our area. So it's our way for us to not only educate them and really get them into our zoo environment, but also show them other environments of other zoos and other programs that might be of interest to them as they move forward in pursuing maybe a career in animal care.
Wow. What a wonderful opportunity. I wish I was a teenager still. I'd love to do stuff like this.
We have adult volunteer programs, too. Cool. I could talk about that, too. But our youth is really special to us at Sunset Zoo because they are the ones usually, you know, they are the ones that are super interested in animals from a very, you know, early age. And they, you know, I think we all remember going to the zoo, and you want to have that relationship with animals in a way that is impactful. And we do that with all of these programs.
That sounds great. All those programs, more information on the Sunset Zoo website, sunsetzoo.com. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll have more with Melissa Kirkwood after this on News Radio KMAN.